6. The Holy Spirit teaches us the concept of sowing, how we sow, the consequences of sowing based upon our action. And when you think about what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 10, verse number 1, when he says, "Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." And with that being said, sometimes I think, as I understand the word, the Bible, and I look at reasons why people have the zeal of God, but not according to righteousness. What's the cause? What reason that one who say they love God, love his word, want to understand his will, but mostly the concept of everybody wants to go to heaven. The reason why. The spiritual reason why people just don't study the word. To understand the word in order to know what his will may be. In the book of 2 Timothy 2:15, there's a command where the Bible says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a worker that needeth not to be ashamed, but we have the ability to rightly divide the word of truth. I hear Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. He says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." The psalmist, in Psalms 119 and verse 160, said that the psalm of thy word is truth. That when you study to show yourself approved unto God, when you realize that we are blessed, when we hunger and thirst after righteousness, realizing that the end results will be that we will be filled. But the glorious thing is that when you hold this book into your hand, the Bible, this book consists of 66 books of blessings, of truth, that we hold on to in order for us to know him, to love him, to understand his will. But mostly, it's that roadmap that we need. As John said in John 10:10, "I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly." Spiritual knowledge must be sought and studied in order to learn how to seek him, how to be led to him in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So tonight, if I may, I just want to go to God's word. And I want to impress upon each and every one of us under the sound of my voice that today, that we may continue as a congregation, as individuals, as Christians, see the need, the spiritual need, why we need to study the Bible. Let's begin, number one. We must study the Bible, number one, to please God. Go with me to the book of Colossians in verse number 1 and verse number 9. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 9. The Bible says, and I'll wait till you get there. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 9. If you have Colossians 1:9, denote Colossians 3:16. Because the Bible says in Colossians 1:9, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with knowledge of his will, of wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may be filled with the knowledge, not any kind of knowledge, but a knowledge best that can back up his will in dealing with wisdom and spiritual understanding. Let's go to 3:16, and let's see another reason. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 16. If you're there, denote Ephesians 5:17. Because in Ephesians, Colossians 3:16, the Bible says that we are to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, that we may teach and admonish one another. I want to say it again. A church that don't see the importance of the Bible, a church, an individual, a Christian who don't see the importance of the spiritual reason why we need to study the Bible, is a church that not only can't teach one another, but that individual itself is not taught to. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians 5 and verse 17, and let's see another reason. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, my most favorite one, he says, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what is the will of the Lord. Because, verse 15 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. So that we may walk circumspectly, not as a fool, but someone who is wise. Even though I went backwards in doing it, but it says the same thing in relationship to verse number 17, that we need not to be unwise, but understand what is the will of the Lord. And if you dare, go to 2 Peter 3:18. 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. Because in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, I want you to see what the word of God says. It's not a choice. This is a command from God. See, that we be filled with knowledge of his will, that the word of Christ may dwell in us richly, that we be not unwise, but understand what is the will of the Lord. But what Peter says over in 2 Peter 3:18, look what he says, and we need to underline this here. If we are going to be what God wants to be in the sowing process, he says, but grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And what that simply means, brother, if we don't see the need on an individual basis, and I'm not just talking about just on Wednesday night or Sunday, but we do this 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That is, that we understand what is the will of the Lord. We let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. That is, we do that because, number one, not only do we want to please God, but we want to be that vehicle whereby we can help our brothers and sisters in Christ as we grow and please God and be those written epistles written red in the hearts of all men. Number two, not only do we please God when we grow, or when we let the word of Christ dwell in us, when we understand what is the will of the Lord, but once you begin to have those attributes a part of your life, once you make that transformation of Romans 12, 2, that is, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because no longer are you unwise, but you understand what is the will of the Lord. Not only are you letting the word of Christ dwell in you, and based on the word, what's in you, because know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, then you are growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The second point, blessings gonna come. That once you reach that mental, spiritual capacity, we receive blessings through a study of God's word. Let's go to Isaiah, the Old Testament. In Isaiah chapter 5, in 8 and 9, when Isaiah says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We are, listen to what I'm saying, incapable of directing our own steps when it comes to spirituality. When you look at Ephesians chapter 1, and when we see in Ephesians chapter 1, when the Bible talks about accordingly, as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. See, he predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And so what he's saying here, when we fail to grow, or when we fail to understand what is the will of the Lord, or when we fail to realize the importance of studying to show yourself approved unto God, at that point, we lose the blessings of God because we begin to direct our step instead of the word of God. This is our guidepost. This is the perfect law of liberty. He made us in his image. He gave us Jesus. He gave us the Church of Christ. And to cap it all off, he gave us the 21 books to teach us how to have abundant life. And it's a sad connotation that we as Christians, we make decisions about life that don't have no spiritual implications. We raise our children based on man-made books, man-made ways. But we got the best directive. It's called the Bible. And when we go outside of God's word, then it's the blessing that we receive in the book. In the book. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, the Bible says, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man who walks to direct his own steps." And it's a sad day that we, if we don't see the importance of finding some time, brethren, to pick up the book. To let the Lord direct us. So that we may have that spiritual understanding. Not to be unwise, but understand what is the will of the Lord. Not to have zeal, but if you're going to have zeal, have it according to the book. And letting the word of Christ dwell in us. Richly. So it may teach us, so it may admonish us in his way. So that we can receive the blessings, because from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, though, it's full of blessings. But what good is a blessing when you don't know what a blessing is? Because we fail to study. We fail to understand. We fail to let the word of Christ dwell in us. And that's what the prophet Isaiah and Jeremiah is trying to get us to see. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the book. That if we as Christians here, 10 or 12 people here, under the sound of my voice, that we make up our mind, as Terry said this morning, we want to go back the old way. Because the new way is not working. 2013 is not working, folks. We want to go back when the church was the church. When preachers preached the gospel in season and out of season. And each individual understood his responsibility. That we can aid one another, we can encourage one another, and direct one another, utilizing not our own steps, not what looked good unto men, not be interested how we can appease and satisfy and pacify one another based on the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life, but utilizing the book through study. Through hunger and thirsting after righteousness, because blessings, your family can be blessed, you can be blessed, your husband, you can be blessed as a husband, as a wife, as we all work together to the glory of God. Psalms 119, 105, the Bible says, "Your word is a lamp." You remember that one? That lamp gives us direction. He says, "The word is a lamp to my feet." Sometimes we need directions. We need to allow the word of God to give us direction, to be that lamp, to be that guidepost that we get through spiritual understanding, that we may know which way to go. Not the way of the world, but the way of spirituality. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's one of the strongest scriptures if you understand what he's saying, is because all of us at one point been in a dark situation. Sometimes don't know what decisions we need to make or what directions we need to make. Sometimes we're pressured by the things of the world, the things around us. Sometimes we forget that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and we are heirs of God, and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. But the human element that make us up, sometimes it robs us the ability. Now think about this here. If you're in that situation and you have zeal, but not according to knowledge, or when you don't study to show yourself to prove, if you don't understand what the will of the Lord is, see, if you have those attributes like the world have, what directions are you going to go? It don't make sense for us to have 66 books and not be blessed. That we're going to let the world take us over. Simply because we don't realize that the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Then Psalms 119, 130 says that the entrance of your words gives light. You know what that means? It means that once you put it in, it ain't going to work until you put it in. It ain't going to work until you have that desire, the hunger and thirst after righteousness to realize that you're going to be filled. It's not going to work if you don't let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It's not going to work if you don't understand what is the will of the Lord to know, 1 John 5:13, in order to make that transformation. And really, when you think about it, brethren, sermons like this shouldn't even have to be preached. And the reason why is because this is something that we all should know. If we're going to call ourselves Christians. Amen. The entrance of your words give light. And then it said, it gives understanding to even the simple-minded person. That means that you don't need a PhD, you don't need a DDD, or you don't need any kind of D's in your repertoire. The only thing that you need is a desire to hunger, thirst, let the word of God grow in the grace and knowledge that is that you have those attributes that even when nobody else is around you, that you're going to pick up that book. In good times and bad times, it don't have to be a bad time when you study God's word. You study God's word in good times too. Because it's easy now that you brought your Bible because everybody else got their Bible. But tomorrow when you get so busy, you get so wrapped up in that old world and you get wrapped up in things of the world, well, will you say, Lord, Lord, let the word of God be a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Lord, let it be an entrance of your word that give light even to me, because I'm just simple-minded. Because I have submitted, I have resisted, I'm drawn, and I've been humbled. Now, Lord, you have lifted me up to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our soul. Brethren, it's power in this book. All we have to do is as a congregation or as individual, we realize that we need spiritual understanding. We need spiritual knowledge. And the only way that we're going to get it, brethren, it takes work. And that work is study. Not only do you work to study, but what you study, you apply it to your life. Because a lot of people study, but there's no spiritual application. That is to be able to make the change that you need in my life, in your life, where the word can be a light post, a light unto our path, even until the simple of spirituality. And that's our lesson. There'll be one here today that need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come right now as we stand and sing God's word.